Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Yesterday, I started a new teaching series entitled, What's Next? Everybody has a next. What is it that we're going to do next? Counseling 101 teaches you this one big lesson, that nothing changes until something changes. And secondly, well, the only thing that you really have control over is what you do next. Not so much what you might do 90 days or 30 days from now, nothing wrong with planning, but the fact of the matter is, what we do right now next is a big deal. When we hit the reset button, whatever happened yesterday, learn from it, grow through it, get a new perspective, but move from it. Today is a new day. It's a fresh start. Your next begins right now. Psalm 92, verse 13 says, "For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God." The text says they are better, as it would sound like, those who are transplanted to the Lord's house. That's a big word, transplanted. Transplanted in the courts of our God. That's where they flourish. So if you get yourself in the right environment, good things happen. I mentioned the story yesterday about Death Valley, the hottest place in America. I'm not talking about Clemson or LSU. I'm talking about the real Death Valley. Did you know that in Death Valley, it is so hot and so dry that the reason it's called Death Valley is nothing will grow there. But in 2004, something really interesting happened. 7 inches of rain fell in a short amount of time, and nothing happened immediately. But by the spring of 2005, a phenomena occurred. There was indeed an entire garden that had grown up full of flowers and greenery all across Death Valley. It wasn't dead, it was dormant. So right beneath the surface of the ground were actually seeds of potential that just need to be in the right environment for good things to happen. Anybody know where I'm going here? Are you seeing this? Next is about trying to ensure that you get in the right environment so the very best version of you comes to the surface. Now, the big idea that I want you to catch through this series is that you are somewhere on a spiritual continuum, so you're somewhere in all that God has for you. You're somewhere along the journey, and so the key is to find out where you are and then take the next best step. And my goal in this is to help you identify this is where you're at today. Take a sharp look at where you are, literally, spiritually, in your walk with God. What do you believe He has for your next step so that your life could flourish because there's so much potential just beneath the surface? Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." Friend, listen, that's what's waiting for you. Go find God's best for you today. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you again on another weekday podcast very soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.